agora. Fique-me a cutterar, a mamma me pensaccia tu. Se te non mi abiscia o lo ite va, ite viene sempre a calare dal mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è a calare, fichemi.
Oh, papà, zoom papà calà. Oh, mamma. Louis Prima, boy, do I love him. Hey, you want to see a hot one? Google up Sam Butera and Louis Prima. And Sam Butera doing Night Train. Whew! What a cat on the saxophone he was. And you want to talk about Brooklyn Boogie. You know, Brooklyn's hot. But hey, Louis Prima was way ahead on that one. Look up Brooklyn Boogie too, man. Really rocks. Well, here we are today. This is Gerald Celente and Trends This Week. Madonna me, what a week this is. So sad. So sad what's going on. You know, there's a great quote by Andrew Jackson. And I know, don't tell me he had slave owners or this or that, just to put it into perspective. By the way, this is the guy that also fought against the central banks taking over our country, which they have. And he has a wonderful quote attributed to him. One man with courage makes a majority. So when people say, oh, what can I do? What can I do? Have some courage and stand up. Talk about morality and against what's going on with this immorality that's running through every segment of society. So the big news, of course, is the Russian bomber that was bombed out of the sky by Turkey yesterday. And the feedback on it coming from the United States. This thing was a disgrace. The Russian pilot says they were never warned. Russians put out information showing that it never strayed into Turkish territory. But if it did, it only went in, according to the Turks and others, even NATO, for 17 seconds. So you shoot it out of the sky. Oh, and then those the guys that parachuted out of the plane, they were shot down by people from Turkmenistan. And that's what Putin was warning about. He said that people from Russia and the former Soviet Union were going into Turkey, into Syria to fight with the Islamic fundamentalists. I guess he was right. But there was no condemnation coming out from the American press, or the prostitutes, I should say, or the politicians about this tragedy. And the hypocrisy is overwhelming on it. President Obama, of course, came out in supporting Turkey as our NATO ally. He said, Turkey, like every country, has a right to defend its territory and its airspace. It's reported today in RT, Russia Today, that Turkey violated Greek airspace a couple of thousand times just in 2014. So listen, if anybody comes into your house or on your property and trespasses, hey, blow their brains out. Why not? You want to be a madman? Hey, baby Obama will say it's okay. Because, hey, if Turkey has the right to defend its territory and airspace, so does Celente. Hey, maybe the Turks are better than me. What the immorality of this and the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy. Because here, Obama, all you little liberals out there that love him so much. Oh, he's only doing what he's doing because they're making him do it. He can't stand up on his own. He plays basketball and shoots pool, but he can't stand up on his own. So they're making him be a bad boy. This hypocrite of a man and this nation violating airspace. How about bombing Syria? They weren't, the United States isn't invited in to bomb Syria. We have no authorization to do that. Matter of fact, even the disgusting people that America calls their congressmen and senators won't even vote on it. No, Murder Incorporated, man, we'll kill who anybody we want, anytime, drones away, bombs away. And no blowback on this. All the media is doing is pumping the propaganda of militarism, death, and destruction. Russia, on the other hand, has permission from Assad, like him or not, the ruler of Syria, to come in and fight with them. So here you have Obama saying that Turkey, like every country, has a right to defend its territory and its airspace, when the United States goes into any country they want, whether it's airspace with drones killing suspected militants. Oh, did you see that little report that came out talking about drones? More innocent people being killed than, quote, suspected militants. But hey, a plane, you know, straight over into Turkish territory. So let's blow it out of the air. And by the way, this guy Erdogan is a madman. If anybody's following what's been going on in Turkey since this dictator took over, there's no more freedoms anymore. The freedom of the press is shot. And he's the guy that back in June, if you follow trends and see what's going on, they had an election in Turkey. And the Kurdish party took about 10% of the vote, and Erdogan's party lost control. So they had to call a new election. In the time of that new election, which just happened, from June to the election, Erdogan declared war against, quote, the Kurdish separatists. That's been going on now for decades. And then, of course, they had that tragedy in Ankara. Hundreds of people were blown up by, quote, suspected militants. And you know what they were doing, those people that were blown up? Marching for peace. So Erdogan is also against Assad and wants to extend the war against him. So here the United States and NATO, because Turkey is a NATO ally, are all on the side of Turkey. And the let's hate Russia theme continues on and on and on, with no end in sight. U.S. drone strike kills 8 in Somalia. What are we doing in Somalia? Well, we got to stop them ISISs. Does anybody ever figure out why they hate us? What are we doing in Somalia? And people being killed without no judge, no jury, no trial, it's not only against international law, it's against morality. But hey, I'm the president, folks. Bush, Obama, Clinton, murderers, one after another. So, as you're looking at what's going on in Turkey, you don't poke the Russian bear. Because now there's going to be more retaliation and more war. And this thing has the potential to spread out of control. So again, Turkey claims that the Russian bomber violated Turkish territory, while the Turks say, while the Russians say it did not. The pilot said they didn't. And the Russian, again, I don't know who to believe, but The Russians say they never violated, but even if they did, it was only for 17 seconds. I want to tell you how disgusting the media is in this country and how disgusting the prostitutes in it are. A mismatch made in defense stock heaven. A mismatch made in defense stock heaven. What sick person would write something like this? Jake Novak at Jake, J-A-K-E, J-A-K-E-N-Y. He's with CNBC, excuse me. Sometimes it's too easy and alluring to take advantage of an advantage. He's writing about the Turkish disaster yesterday of shooting down a Russian plane. That's what may have happened in the skies along the Turkish-Syrian border today as two Turkish F-16s shot down a Russian Su-24 bomber. The Turks say the Russian jet was flying into Turkish airspace. The Russians deny that. That political squabble will go on perhaps for years. Squabble? Jake, or is it jerk? But from a military and industrial standpoint, these are things we should know that are crystal clear, and they should have an impact on the bottom lines for defense contractors all over the globe. Can you imagine this disgusting man talking about these terms at this time? The bottom line. Yeah, bottom line. For a bottom-of-the-barrel cat, man. First, I'd like to put this nicely, but why mince words? Yeah, Jake, why mince words? Or is it jerk? A Russian Su-24 going up against an F-16. You ready for this stupid moronic analogy this guy gives? Is like a Pop Warner football team taking on the New England Patriots. A Russian SU-24 going up against an F-16 is like a Pop Warner football team taking on the New England Patriots. Could you imagine if a Russian wrote this when an American plane was shot down? But it's different because the American media is dead. It's a militaristic media. The New York Times, Washington Post, all they do is promote war. Six companies control the whole thing, 90% of it, and all they are mouthpieces for Washington. Actually, Washington is actually a mouthpiece for them because they own the country. No contest, he continues. The F-16 is a far superior machine, and Lockheed Martin also completed and delivered a $635 million upgrade to Turkey's F-16 fleet just 7 months ago. Huh. I wonder why he knows that. One Su-24 going up against even a non-graded F-16 is still a mismatch. But an Su-24 going up against two upgraded F-16s, you ready for this? Quote, is a laugher. I'm reading this because this is just an example of what's going on out there. A laugher. As I said, is it Jake or is it Joker or is it Jerk? Novak. A laugher. Quote, it is possible this incident was the product of Turkish pilots who were just unable to resist their urge to take advantage in the skies. Someone will have to ask them. But the advantage and mismatches won't stop there. because the established worldwide defense industry is already finding the continuing Syrian civil war and the war on ISIS to be a bonanza for its business. It was one thing when the worldwide war against terrorism was simply against the terrorists, as scary as this can be. And he just keeps going on. What a sick human being. It's what Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address. That the military-industrial complex was taking over the nation. This is a five-star general speaking these words, Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, two-term president. He hated war because he saw what it looked like. Warning that the military-industrial complex was robbing the nation of the genius of scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Here we are. 500,000 homeless. People can't afford to buy homes. Jobs stink. And Jake Novak, sell war. A mismatch made in defense stock heaven. To even associate the word heaven with this hellish act shows you the sick minds of the prostitutes and what they're selling. Because after all CBS is a whore for Wall Street. Yep. And then Obama, boy, he just keeps pumping it up. And so do the people speaking for him. One after another, Turkey has the right to defend itself, but no other country does. Nope. Syria doesn't have the right to defend itself. No. Because when you listen to the press coverage, no. Assad is bad, but those moderate rebels are good. Yeah, like the moderate rebels that just shot that parachutist coming down out of the sky. Were they moderate rebels? Well, there were only Turkmen forces in Syria. What are they doing over there? How come they're there? And the Canadians, they got this new guy Trudeau up there. Whoa, I'm going to change things. Canadian airstrike kills 10 civilians in Mosul. That's right. Well, it was an accident. They're only Iraqi civilians. They don't count. One piece of lie after another coming out from the politicians. So, during this press conference yesterday, Mark Toner, who's the Defense Department spokesperson, told reporters, when asked by RT's reporter, Russia Today, if the Defense Department considered the rebels who reportedly killed the Russian pilots moderates, Toner replied, quote, "We've seen conflicting reports. One pilot may not have been killed. If these Turco men were actually being attacked by Russian strikes, they have every right to defend themselves." Toner, or is it tone deaf? Turkomens in Syria have no right being there. Marky boy. And how are they defending themselves? By being in a foreign country fighting to overthrow a sovereign nation. This is how distorted it's become. AP's diplomatic correspondent Matt Lee asked a follow-up question. Doesn't that apply to everyone, not just the rebels backed by the West, including the Assad regime? What the Assad regime was doing is not self-defense, Tona countered, arguing that the government in Damascus responded, ready for this, peaceful protests with 4 years of terror. Hey, don't peaceful protest in the United States. Yeah. Oh, we have protesting zones. I forgot. Who are you to say what anybody else should do? Moderate rebels. These are Islamic jihadist forces paid for by the Saudis, Qatar, Oman, United Arab Emirates. This is a Sunni-Shia conflict. When other reporters questioned his description of the Syrian conflict as a peaceful protest, Tona brushed them off by saying, everyone in this room knows what happened. Tona repeated several times that Washington stood by NATO as a NATO ally and its, quote, right to protect its sovereign airspace. The State Department confirmed the U.S. was now supplying TOW missiles, seen in the video reportedly showing rebels destroying a Russian search and rescue helicopter. But they're moderate rebels. Can anybody show me a picture of what these moderate rebels look like? I'm talking about this because this is exploding into the Third World War. And people are going to buy into the propaganda any way it comes. Look what's happened with France and that terror strike. They've robbed the people of their rights. They've imposed draconian security measures. Brussels closed down for 4 days. 4 days. Brussels is the de facto capital of the European Union. That's like closing Washington down for 4 days because of, we got to hunt down that terrorist. And then they have the streets filled everywhere you go, filled with the military. Any imbecile knows that you're not going to launch a terrorist strike when the streets are filled with tanks and SWAT team vehicles and armored personnel carriers. They're going to wait. But they keep doing this all the time. Hey, wait till the Super Bowl comes up. Yeah, they'll have no fly zones. Hey, remember the one they did in New York? Yeah, you remember that Super Bowl? What happened? All these guys out there, armed to the teeth, walking with their vests on and their AK-47s, whatever they have, all around the stadiums. And this guy gets on a bus in Jersey with some old credentials around his neck from an old rock concert, gets on the bus, goes into the stadium, and as they're interviewing the player of the game, he goes up next to him and starts talking about how 9/11 is a hoax and it never happened the way it did. All that security. There's no stopping this. Well, there's one way of stopping it. But nobody wants to talk about it, so I really shouldn't talk about it either. Why talk about the way to stop terrorism when you could just continue making it worse? All right, I'll talk about it. How about peace? Could anybody handle that? How about bringing prosperity back to Syria after Obama the traitor and Hillary Clinton with their Assad has to go trip starting back in 2011 and the Saudis the coalition of the killing. How about Bush, Blair, Wolfowitz, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Colin, that's spelled with an O, Powell. Yeah, Bush, Dick, and Colin, who gave us the Iraq War, that's killed over 1 million people, destroyed the entire country. How about Hillary Clinton playing the Obama campaign card as he did? As for peace, she says. But I have to do that in a southern accent when she's down in Tennessee and Alabama, talking to them folks as though she's one of them. How about the overthrow of Gaddafi that created the conditions for this? If you lost everyone you love, your entire country was destroyed, you have absolutely no future, you think you could be persuaded to become a little radical? The only answer to this is peace. Because with peace comes prosperity, and that is not just a cheap phrase to throw out there. Matter of fact, it is a lot cheaper than waging war. Over $6 trillion has been flushed down the military-industrial complex toilet on war so far, just in Iraq and Afghanistan. We the people have paid more money rebuilding Afghanistan than spent on the Marshall Plan following World War II, when adjusted for inflation. So, the answers are there, but nobody really wants to take them, because a mismatch made in defense stock heaven. Sometimes it's just too easy and alluring to take advantage of advantage. Jake Novak, CNBC. Again, if you wish to comment to him, it's Jake Novak at Jake, J-A-K-E, J-A-K-E-N-Y. Yep. U.S. begins direct training of Ukraine regular forces. I wonder what a regular force looks like. A murderous regular force. So you can see where this is going. Our money going to train these people. A democratically elected government, again, overthrown by the United States, the Yanukovych government. And anybody could go online and listen to our Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, with our ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, on that famous intercepted cell phone, where she tells the EU to go F itself. And our boy is Yatsenyuk, a little clown of a kid that they put in after the coup of Yanukovych. And now the United States is training Ukraine regular forces. And of course, they just cut down the power going into Crimea. And you don't see any outrage coming about that. Nope. You know what the New York Times called the people that cut the power out going into Crimea? They're not rebels. Nope. They're not militants. No, no, no. They is activists. That's right. Look at yesterday's New York Times. Activists cut the power lines down going into Crimea, leaving some 2 million people without power. It's disgusting. CNBC, Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, it's all a big FU. That's all it is. And there's no end in sight to it unless we the people stand up and fight it. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take courage to stop this. And, of course, there's other news going on. Interesting little story here. In the New York Times, the which I affectionately call, they call themselves the paper of record. I prefer to call it the toilet paper record. Remember how they sold us into the Iraq war with them aluminum tubes that Saddam Hussein was getting from Africa and that yellow cake he was making? I wonder if you had a Betty Crocker's recipe for it. Coca-Cola's top scientist on obesity is departing. Coca-Cola's top scientist is stepping down following revelations that the beverage giant initiated a strategy of funding scientific research that played down the role of Coke products in the spread of obesity. Rona S. Applebaum, Coke's chief science and health officer, helped orchestrate the establishment of a nonprofit group known as Global Energy Balance Network. A nonprofit group. I've had it with these nonprofits, by the way. I've had it. How about paying taxes like everyone else? And a separation of church and state. Let's separate it. You believe that Mary was a virgin, Buddha came, you know, was born on a lotus blossom, and Moses came down with 10 commandments. Knock yourself out. That's your trip. I don't want to pay for it. Why should I pay for fire and sanitation and police protection and all of these state workers and federal workers when you are not? Same thing with these non-for-profits. Anyway, you can see the scam going on because it spreads into everything. Last week, the FDA approved genetically engineered salmon, and they're relying on the research, I'm not making it up, from the company that's engineering the salmon. This is from my book, Trends 2000. It was a national bestseller back in the 90s, mid-90s. 17 different languages. I'm talking about this Coca-Cola thing, and I just want to tie it into it. Incredible as it now seems in the year 2000, I'm writing this fast-forwarding into 2000. I wrote it in 96. Until the 1980s, the role of diet was not officially considered a factor in disease. Since food is the fuel that drives the organism, discounting its significance is like imagining that it doesn't matter what you pour into the gas tank of your car. Chocolate syrup, kerosene, lighter fluid, Coke. Coca-Cola, not that other Coke. As long as it's liquid, it will fire the engine. And then I put a quote here. Lobbyists for the soft drink industry told a Senate committee today that it should not restrict the sale of Coca-Cola and similar beverages in schools because soft drinks had a place in a well-balanced diet. Quote, to suggest that there are good foods and bad foods, we reject that entirely, said Drew M. Davis, vice president of the National Soft Drink Association. 5/17/94. You know, when I was a kid growing up, they didn't have soda machines and candy machines in school. They did this. They did this to bring in money and sell out the kids. So you can see how this thing works. I'm reading that because of the Coca-Cola and how you can see this trend developing and what's going on now. Kellogg's introduces new cereal. This was in my book as well. Announced one headline. Quote, adults like kids look for products that taste great, said Kellogg marketing spokeswoman Karen McLeod. Quote, the baby boomers want it to taste good first. They're not necessarily interested in eating it just because it's good for them. End quote. So, Nobody wants to call it what it is. Cowards, freaks, frauds and liars and fools are running a country near you. But they rather call him your president, prime minister, chancellor, senator, congressman, or official. Again, the destruction is before us. Look what's going on. They now put out a terror alert. Hey, holiday weekend, there's a terror alert put out by the United States selling a little bit more of fear and hate. Yeah, watch what you're doing this weekend. Don't hang out in any crowds. Do you realize what this is doing to business, by the way, over in Paris and over in Brussels, how it's killing tourism as well? I mean, you're not doing business because these people are deciding that there's going to be a terror strike. Again, all these things are very foreseeable. Last week, there was another attack by, quote, Islamic fundamentalists or whoever you want to call them. Make it really easy. Call it ISIS so you could hate Islamic fundamentalists, so you could hate a whole religion, because it's very easy to do it like that, because you hear all the people like Donald Trump saying that we have to monitor mosques. Could you imagine saying we have to monitor synagogues or churches? But he gets away with it because they use that kind of language, Islamic fundamentalist. Well, anyway, last week there was a strike in Mali, and they killed a couple of dozen people. This is what we wrote in the Trends Journal. We wrote this in the Trends Journal in January of 2013, nearly 2 years ago. War or peace, your call. War. There is much more discussed in this Trends Journal than war, but unfortunately, war will be a top trend in 2013 and beyond. And if it's not stopped from spreading, the fallout will be felt worldwide. As we go to press, French President Hollande, with the support from President Obama, has launched airstrikes in Mali and sent French ground troops to attack reportedly Al-Qaeda-linked Islamists. Initial reports claim that only a handful of rebels were killed, and that the main victims were women, children, and the elderly. Quote, the hospital is overflowing. Both morgues in the city are filled with bodies, a Malian official told the New York Times. Under the auspices of the United Nations, the U.S., France, U.K., and other NATO members are planning broader intervention in Mali that will be reinforced with ground troops from some Western African nations. The Mali Civil War, which has already turned 300,000 of its citizens into refugees, is but one of the many conflicts in the region. In response, the rebels sent a loud message that could be heard around the world. Here's the quote from the Christian Science Monitor. Quote, Mali Islamists threatened to retaliate at the heart of France. Today they threatened payback. End quote. Yes, payback, I write. Just as we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. As long as nations attack other nations and kill other people, the eye for an eye payback cycle will continue. What is France doing in Mali? Can't get over that French Sudan trip, Hollande? Oh, you're back in Syria, huh? Yeah, ruling it from 1919 to 1946 wasn't enough. You got to get off on it again? What are you doing over there, you little boy? I can't stand these little... You see this little clown? These little clown kids? Obama, Bush, Clinton, Cameron. These guys couldn't fight man to man. They couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. Marco Rubio, Cruz, fat mouth Trump, trumping it out with all his bodyguards and guns. But yet, boy, do they love to wage war in other places. Oh, you heard Trump? What's he going to do about beating ISIS? I'll bomb the S out of him. Yeah. You will? You mean you'll send somebody else? Yeah, like they're going to be hanging around on a street corner, you're going to bomb them? Going back to seeing how current events form future trends, tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. Go back to Mali. To see what's happening in Mali, you have to go back to the destruction of Libya. Because when Gaddafi was in power, he was keeping things under control. After the country broke up, a group, the tribal group in the northern Mali over there, left that were working in Libya, left with a lot of armaments that were free to have after the joint was blown up. And they're the ones that began the overthrow in the civil war of Mali. Again, one corrupt government after another. People had enough, they're overthrowing it. France doesn't like it. The United States doesn't like it. They intervene again. But nobody's going back to the cause. The refugee crisis? Here we go. The Great Migration. This is from the Trends Journal, spring 2011. In March 2011, the first wave of the human tsunami washed ashore. Tens of thousands of desperate refugees fleeing North Africa and the Middle East made landfall in the nearest Italian port. By mid-April, the UN reported that more than 500,000 people had fled Libya. Had fled Libya. Thanks to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Sarkozy, another little boy of a nothing over there in France, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, Gaddafi has to go. Hey, what? Oh, the moderate rebels took charge over there too, huh? Here you go. The war had just started already in 2 months, 500,000 people left the most prosperous nation in Africa. Because traitors to the Constitution decided, hey, this guy gotta go. How about calling Clinton, Obama, Sarkozy, Bushes, all the whole group of warmongers for who they are? Psychopaths, sociopaths, and megalomaniacs. No, don't forget to salute. Yeah, I salute to you. I'll give you a salute. You can't see this one. Roll out the red carpet every time they come down the stairs of their jets. Don't forget to salute. Hail to the chief as they wage war. By mid-April, the UN reported that more than 500,000 people had fled Libya in the preceding 2 months and that pace of the exodus was picking up. Without means to cope with the multitude, Italy asked its EU allies for a helping hand, but it got the cold shoulder. Quote, Italy must live up to its responsibilities, said Germany's interior minister, I should say inferior minister, Hans-Peter Friedrich. Quote, Italy is a large country. They must negotiate with Tunisia, end quote. Remember, I wrote this in the spring of 2011. I continue. Under European law, the country that is an immigrant's first stop is responsible for determining his or her status. Outraged at the callous attitude, Italian Interior Minister Roberto Maroni mused, "I wonder if it makes sense to stay in the European Union." He said, "Meglio solo che male accompagnata," which means it's better to be alone than be in bad company. And I write on to say, the first great war of the 21st century has begun. Politicians and the media proved unaware of the effects of the great migration that was set in motion by the socio-political economic upheavals in the Middle East and North Africa. Meglio solo che male accompagnata. Rather be alone than be in bad company. That's something you might want to use all the time when you don't want to be hanging around with the wrong person and just get out of a relationship. So, on to some other news, of course. You know, we have that great conference coming up. Yep, over there in Naples. Make sure you can make it. It's going to be wonderful. Prepare for 2016. January 10th to the 16th. You know, people always ask me, in Naples, Florida, call Taryn Clark at our office, 845-331-3500, because you're going to want to prepare for what lies ahead in 2016. And as all of just what I went over to you to show you how you can see these trends coming forward. Tracking trends, again, is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. And where we're going doesn't look so good. No, no, no. So, I urge you to consider joining us at this Gary Null retreat. He's going to be one of the speakers there. We're going to bring in speakers from all over. You know, I'm often asked by people, you know, the aware and the awake, that is, you know, what can I do to see these trends coming? And you're going to learn how to do that. And then they say, you know, what can we do to reverse the negative ones and how to profit from the positive trends? You're going to learn how to do that too. Because it's not only about profiting from the opportunities that lie ahead, but it's also working in concert to reverse the negative trends. You see, the system that you're going to be learning at this retreat is called Globalnomic. And that's our trademark word. And that's what I began doing back in 1980. And it requires a constant study. But in order to be effective, it has to be done in a holistic manner with the understanding that all things are connected. Whereas Chief Seattle is alleged to have said, all things are connected like the blood which unites us all. So it's the same with that understanding of all things being connected, how to reverse the negative trends and to promote the positive ones. Because what I've learned in my 36 years in the business is that to be the best trend forecaster you can, you have to be in the best physical, emotional, and spiritual, not religious, shape possible. So that's what this is really going to be about. And I urge you to consider calling for more information, Taryn Clark at our office, 845-331-3500, and join us for a retreat seminar of a lifetime, because you can see where this is going and it's up to us to change it. Remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. And we are that tireless minority. you would not be tuning into this show. You would not be tuning in to Progressive Radio Network. You would not be tuning in to Gary Null if you were not a member of that irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. So again, this is going to be something we've never witnessed before at this retreat. It's the first time we're offering a truly holistic seminar retreat to not only learn the art and science of trend forecasting and how to profit from the top trends of 2016 that are coming ahead, and you're going to see them first, but it's also going to provide an experience that will put you at the cutting edge of change and advancement in the new year. So I want to extend my personal invitation to all of you to join me. Gary Null and others, and top-notch experts in natural health disciplines, trend forecasting, and others during a very unique and special retreat to prepare for 2016. Because, you know, as I always say, prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, then you're prepared for it. You've lost nothing. But if the worst happens and you're unprepared, you risk losing everything. Think about it. They have terror alerts now. They're threatening to attack places like New York City and Washington, D.C. Suppose you're in the city and there's a terror strike. And it's a significant one. How are you going to get out of there? You're not going to go to the Varanzano. He brings you only to an island in Staten Island. You're not going to go over the Queensboro Bridge. I forgot they renamed these things to the Triborough. Because that's only going to bring you to Long Island, right? They're going to be crowded. Well, you get to the Bronx from there. But then you go north, you have these little bridges, the Willis Avenue Bridge, Third Avenue Bridge, Henry Hudson Parkway. How are you going to get out? You have plans? What if they close the banks? What if there's more terror strikes abroad? What if the global economy starts to crash? Again, it doesn't have to be like that. We could change it. Peace, prosperity, and joining together on a 30-acre paradise with Gary Null and Institute analysts to prepare for 2016, we could make the difference. Look at the little people out there that are making life terrible. Little Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump. Well, you know our trend forecast. Hillary Clinton's going to win in 2016 the way things are going. Great. If you liked Hitler, you love Hitlery and Trump, because that's all I see both of them as. Clinton and Trump. Hitlery and Hitler. One after another. How many wars does she have to launch? Anybody could go to that video on YouTube, Hillary Clinton, Gaddafi, CBS, and they ask her how she felt after she found out Gaddafi was dead. We came, we saw, he died. You can see it. Somebody should have came in with white jackets and taken him to his insane asylum. And Trump shooting his mouth off, and the hatred that he's selling. If we don't have a different course in 2016, the future's not going to look so pretty. So let's all join on board. Space is limited. January 10th to 16th in Naples, Florida, with Gary Null and Institute analysts. Call Taryn Clark at 845-331-3500. And of course, visit us at our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. The new Trends Journal just came out. History before it happens. You won't see anything like it anywhere else. Be prepared. Again, a lot's coming down. You can see what's happening on the geopolitical front. They're talking about now over there in Europe, negative interest rates. That's right, cost you money to put your money in the bank. They're going to do everything they can to keep this Ponzi scheme going. It's running out of steam. You can see the data coming in on housing, soft commodity prices down to 1999 levels. That's why they're talking about we got to reverse this low inflation. It's not inflation, it's deflation. The deflation is that the world is in a major slowdown. The refugee migrant crisis is going to continue. Madmen like Erdogan and others are going to launch more wars and more hatred. And Obama and Sarkozy wants to come back over there in France. Hollande's pushing more war, one after another. So it's up to we the people to make the change. Again, look at the data. Follow it closely. We're going into unprecedented times. We've been at this since 1980. Never saw a trip unraveling like this one before. Again, you look at the housing sales in the United States, they declined of existing homes 3.4% in October, and that's with record low interest rates. How come? Because people have no money to buy them. The jobs stink. So, get on top of the trends and ahead of the news. Our website is trendsresearch.com. And remember, space is limited at the 30-acre paradise retreat coming up in Naples, Florida. Call Taryn Clark at 845-331-3500 and prepare for 2016. Because when you see this data coming out, it doesn't look like a very pretty picture. Oh, Pentagon admits airstrike killed civilians in Iraq. How many? Only a handful. So there you got it. That's how they actually couch this. Hey, oh, the Yemen war's going on? They don't count either. Kill Iraqis, kill Afghans, kill Syrians. They don't count. But when they kill people in Paris, the UK, and the US, it's off to war. This is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week. In his hand. Oh, mama, la 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 la